Crafting Radio. This is Chiara Nicoletti from the 10th edition of Rome International Film Festival, and today I'm in company of Giancarlo Canavesio, producer of Monogamish by Taurus Poli. So welcome, Giancarlo. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
So Giancarlo, tell me everything. Tell me how did the whole happen.
Okay, so the director and myself are very good friends. We've been friends for more than 10 years, and we both had we both been programmed to be non-monogamous. Both my father and Tao's father were like polyamorous and they had lots of lovers that didn't really believe in monogamy. And so we were programmed, since we were little children, to see our both our dads with lots of women. But still, we decided to that we wanted to be monogamous. So we both got married and we both had monogamous relationship. But we still were very curious on this fact that, you know, monogamy, it's very recent. You know, reciprocal monogamy is 60 years old. You know, men impose monogamy in women, but, you know, the reciprocal monogamy started with the civil rights in the 60s and the 70s. So it's very recent. It's like 50 years. It doesn't work because 50% of marriage in America ends up in divorce. And it's not natural. And the movie we speak with anthropologists and we see that there's no species which are monogamous. You know, like the penguin and the swan, they mate for life, but they're not monogamous. So the question that Tao and I were thinking, okay, how is it possible that something which is not working, not natural and very recent, but yet we take it as a default system? And if we're not good at it, we beat ourselves up. And so the reasons are very complex. That's what is the documentary exploring. The reasons are religious, the patriarchy, you know, there's lots of reasons. But we wanted to do, you know, Tao and I, this is the fourth documentary we do together. And my production company called Mangusta Production, we have a platform called mangu.tv where you can see all our documentary. And we focus on taboo subjects. So monogamy, drugs, psychedelics, tantra sex, consciousness, etc.
So I was thinking that I had a talk with during these days at the MIA, the new visual market, but also in other markets. So where I had the chance to speak with producers, what came out is that now the new producers had to totally invent so many other ways of the. So many other ways different than the classical structure. So how was for you to be a producer, and what was the process that led you also to create a platform? Because I think it comes from a need.
Yes. So basically, this, I think, you know, the internet brought to the independent filmmaking and documentary filmmaking two major new things. One, and the most important, is the appearance of new actors. We call them new media, like the Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, Google Play, who actually not only are streaming movies, but they are also producing them. So Netflix and Amazon, they have now some original programming, and so there is now more money from the new media company. And also the other thing, good things that the internet brought, is crowdsourcing. You know, Kickstarter, Indiegogo, now filmmakers are able to go online and to ask people for donation, and we use that, you know, for Monogamish. We had four executive producer, private investors who put some money, and then some money was raised through Kickstarter. So that's a good thing for the industry.
So since it's as you said, that's the third or the fourth film that you do with Tao, so what's coming next? Are you already, since you're so productive, are you already working on something else?
So Mango TV is now developing two documentary, one called Weed the People, on the therapeutic usage of cannabis oil to treat specifically pediatric cancer. So they discovered that there's already substantial research and clinical trial on the anti-tumoral effect of cannabis in animals. And for humans, you know, because cannabis in America is still Schedule 1, on a federal level is as illegal as heroin or crystal meth, so the research is quite slow. But there are some preliminary research, and empirically we discovered that the cannabis oil, in conjunction with the chemotherapy, is very effective in treating cancer. You know, the scientists, basically, the cannabis protects the good cells from the chemotherapy. So that's a documentary which is going to be ready next year. Ricky Lake is executive producing, and we follow three or four children. It's a sad story, but some of these children are doing very well. So, you know, it's about cannabis legalization, really, or at least rescheduling. Then we're working on another documentary called Sex to Spirit, about tantra sex, this idea of using sexuality and sex energy to transcend, to have a mystical, metaphysical experience. And you do that within, you know, there's a specific technique where the man learns to have an orgasm without ejaculating, and the woman learns to have a deeper orgasm, a vaginal or even cervical orgasm. And so when two people that know how to practice, they can reach a state of nirvana or full body orgasm, where you can really have an orgasm for 5 minutes. And so that caught my attention, and we are working with an English filmmaker called Kia, and one of the protagonists of the movie is a tantra teacher called Shashi, and we are now shooting in Thailand, and again that should be released next year. And then we're always looking for, you know, interesting documentary that break the taboos. You know, we covered psychedelic drugs, we cover monogamy, infidelity, we cover cannabis, we cover tantra, and we're looking for, I would like to do something on death, on this idea of on how the West is treating death, on life after death. I'm interested on, you know, attacking the taboo of death.
It's always taboo and mysteries and the questions we all wonder about.
Exactly.
So Giancarlo, I think we're definitely going to meet again.
Yes, please, and please check mango.tv. There's lots of interesting titles.
Thank you so much. Giancarlo Canavesio, producer of Monogamish by Taurus Pool, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.